This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 13th. Well, the market's up sharply today, but it's very narrow, and I just want to tell you what's really going on. We kind of have a blow-off top in some of the big leading NASDAQ stocks, but there's other stocks like the cloud computing stocks are actually down today. So actually I bought some more today because they're going to have the best second quarter earnings. But I need to address Tesla because obviously it's the leader today and CNBC keeps hyping it. And they keep hyping all the new EV companies coming out. Nikola, in my opinion, is a sham. It's not going to make it. They're taking $5,000 deposits on their Badger pickup truck, and they don't even have a model of it. They haven't even made it yet. So just because you can do a nice video on the web and paint a picture of the future doesn't mean you're going to be successful. So Nikola, I do not like, okay? Another one that's going public like Nikola is the Fisker car company. And there, you may remember there was a Fisker car. It was built like a Chevy Volt with a battery and an engine, and the engine was the generator. That didn't work out, so now they got an electric version of it. But Fisker's going public through what they call a reverse merger with a shell company. And that's how Nikola came public. And just because there's more EV companies out there, electric vehicle companies out there, doesn't mean they'll all be as successful as Tesla. But there's a lot of what we call ESG money out there, environmental, sustainable governance, looking for what they call green investments, disruptors, companies that might change the future. And it's spreading to other companies, and I think it's very disturbing. I think it's disturbing to buy companies that just don't know when they're going to produce their vehicles, okay? Now, in Tesla's case, not only are they producing, they're actually cutting prices. They've already cut the prices of the Model Y. They cut the prices of the Model 3. That's because they've lost market share. They are no longer number one in Europe through May, okay? Now, I don't have the June numbers. Tesla tends to do a quarter-end dump at the end of June. There's a lot of vehicle leases and company cars in Europe. And so they could reclaim number one, but I don't think so. Through May, Renault Zoe was number one year-to-date in Europe. Volkswagen Group is also beating Tesla. And Volkswagen Group this month is also selling their hottest electric car. It's called the ID3. So their May sales didn't include that car. So, and by the way, Volkswagen Group is also Audi and Porsche. So what's happening is Tesla was the lead, but they've lost their lead, okay? And they might lead certain countries, but the big EV countries like Norway and the Tesla's already lost their lead big time there. So I think we have to be careful of all this froth and speculation in the market. Somebody like me that counts on earnings quarter to quarter knows that competition's coming, and it's not going to come from Nikola. It's not going to come from Fisker. It's going to come from the major auto companies like Hyundai, okay, Volkswagen Group. Mercedes now has their electric truck out there. And it's this competition's real, and it's so real that Tesla has to cut the price of their vehicles. Also, they're doing that because there's incentives in Germany and France to push the vehicles they make, and Tesla has not cut their prices deep enough to get those incentives, but if they really want to capture the market share, they might have to come up with a new vehicle. So fascinating times we're in, but I do think there's a lot of bubbles to be pricked out there. I think there's way too much froth and speculation out there. And I think we'll sort it all out this earnings announcement season. That's why I'm so excited about my cloud computing stocks. One last comment I'd have is last week the Fed was really, really pushing the Treasury yield curve even lower. You know, there was also a successful 30-year bond auction last week. But, the 20-year Treasury bond was hitting record lows. The 10-year was pushed lower last week, although it's since popped up a bit, but still very, very low. So the Fed has full control of the yield curve. And it just forces money in the market because the yields are next to nothing out there when you have cash. But I don't think you should buy all this speculative froth, because I think the bubble's going to get pricked. Now, I'm considered old-fashioned because I count on sales and earnings and margin expansion and earnings surprises and positive guidance. I know a lot of people that don't think that's the way to invest anymore. But if you want to, you know, survive the next drawdown, that's how you have to invest. Because, folks, fundamentals work. I've been watching the earnings season. Positive guidance works. And I'm very, very comfortable and confident we're going to have a very good second quarter announcement season, even though the S&P earnings are supposed to be down over 40%. Now, they'll probably be down 35% because analysts are too cautious. But, you know, I'm going to have very positive sales and earnings, and I'm counting on those good results to drop kick and drive my stocks higher. Guidance for the third quarter is also going to be incredibly important. There will be some stocks that didn't have the best second quarter, but have good third quarter guidance. And that's that. Now, we have a NASDAQ bubble forming. Tesla's going to be around a long time, okay? But, you know, some bubbles are going to have to be pricked out there. Things have gotten a little crazy. So I just don't own any of this froth, but I do own the stuff that has really good earnings. So I think we'll be fine. So hang in there. Enjoy the ride, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. Let's enjoy earnings season. And then as earnings come out, we'll assess everything. And I'll, of course, keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.